Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a special edition of the Shirley Franks radio show. We call it Shirley Speaks. Shirley Franks is a first she started off as a person, then she started off as a nurse, and then she was a nursing instructor, and she runs she decided that she wanted to write a book and print it on Amazon and have it on an audiobook as well. It's called 101 Nursing Affirmations. And Shirley was a customer of ours. I guess technically speaking, she still is a customer of ours. But when she was building home-based businesses, she used us a little bit and was building her home-based businesses. And then when she came out with the book, she says, you know, I remember who you guys were. Maybe you might be able to help me figure out ways of letting people know. And I said, well, what we want to do is we want to make sure that we put this book in front of as many people as we can. We have a perfect platform. It's called Building Fortunes Radio. We're going to call it Shirley Speaks. And because Shirley is so easy to speak to, we're going to do lots of radio shows on what she's done with her book and also her life's experience as well, because we can learn a lot from really smart people. So we are here on a special edition. We're doing this one on a Saturday at noon for those people that are kind of dating it. You're probably listening to a replay because we'll play this one many, many times throughout the next couple of years as well. But today, by coincidence, happens to be Veterans Day. So since we're live and there's people to listen to us live, I want to say happy Veterans Day for all those people that celebrate Veterans Day. And I wish there wasn't a Veterans Day, because that means you had to have a war to have a veteran. It would be a lot easier if there was no war. That's another radio show maybe we can do, but that's another conversation. But we are here today on November 11th of 2023 for those people that are kind of keeping score, and we have Shirley here. Now, Shirley's got a great domain name. Make sure you check it out, shirleyfranks.com. And I know when I'm speaking, you might be doing something else. You'll say, like, what did he say? So I'll spell it for you. It's Shirley, like the woman's first name, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. And then Franks, as in F-R-A-N-K-S.com. So you go to ShirleyFranks.com, and you'll be able to see the cool things that she's working on and also have access to that book that you can go buy on Amazon. And the title is 101 Nursing Affirmations. So, Shirley, thanks for being here on a Saturday morning.
Sure. Thank you, Peter. I'm glad to be here.
Yay. So for those people that may not know who you are, why don't you give us the few-minute commercial on Shirley Franks, you know, who you are. I said you started off as a person, and then you became a nurse, and then eventually a nursing instructor. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about your background?
Yes, I am a nurse, and as I am, which happens to be my number one nursing affirmation. I've been a nurse over 25 years. I've worked primarily as an emergency nurse for the first 20 years or so. Then recently, in the past 5 years, I've worked as a nurse instructor, helping new graduates transition to the new profession that they've chosen. And got inspired because besides me, myself, believing in affirmation, I noticed that there was a need that I can reach out or help the new graduate create an affirmation, a positive state of mind, so to speak. What am I missing? I've done various type nursing. I've done research nursing as well, but I love doing what I do right now as a nurse instructor, giving back to the nursing community.
Excellent. So part of the intro on Building Fortunes Radio, when I wrote the intro, it said, make a difference in your world. So if there's a time where someone can really make a difference in someone's world, it's when they're sick or maybe they're, you know, really ill or dying or taking care of somebody or have a patient or a friend or relative or whatever. You know, illness is a sucky thing. And if there's anything that can make a difference, it could be a or the proper nurse. So can you expand a little bit about that? Because, you know, a lot of us sometimes forget about that if you're not in the moment. We're so busy with running our regular lives, we don't realize how crucial that time is. And I know you were also an emergency room nurse, so now you're catching people in maybe life or death situations, and certainly some of the most traumatic. So can you talk to us a little bit about making a difference as a nurse in the different situations you guys are in?
Of course. In my perspective, nursing is giving. And I've read somewhere, and you might have to, Peter, that the key to life is giving. So I think as nurses, we are to be commended for what we do because we give of our time, we give of our life, we render care to patients, and basically we give of ourselves. Sleepless nights, sleepless days, stressful days, and so forth. So the magnitude of nursing, I feel, should not go unnoticed, and I don't think it is. I can speak that for most people on a whole in society that nurses are people who care and are there to render their expertise and TLC, if you will. So, you know, best part of nursing is the nursing practice, and it's all about giving. I said the best part of nursing. Did you hear? I'm not sure.
Yep. No, you keep going.
I was saying the best part of nursing is the nursing practice, where we're there to help and render care to patients and all coworkers as well.
So, now I've never been a nurse, so I don't have much reference. I've seen a couple of them before, and you know, in my family, we don't have many people that took that as a course of their practice, so I don't have a lot of frames of references or stories. But I guess there's some people that are born, let's say, great nurses, and then there might be some people that develop themselves into being great nurses, and by great is whatever definition, you know, you guys would consider greatness to be. So how many do you think are born, or what percentage, and how, now if you agree with what I just said, what percentage do you think are born great nurses, or how many do you think develop themselves into being great nurses?
That's an interesting question. I don't know if I'm at liberty to say how many were born to be a nurse. So there are people out there who are not officially a nurse per se. You know, you would say practicing, but there are many people who are there as nurses. Function in that capacity, caring,
right,
love, and rendering care. And I think for most part, most nurses who are practicing nurses wanted to be nurses for whatever the reason may be or not. So I would say a good 100% want to be. However, not everybody remains a nurse. Not every nurse remains a nurse, especially now in these times that we are facing. Some come out, what I've seen, some come out and they don't last long. In a week, 2 weeks, they're like, you're training, and they're like, wait, this is not for them. They're saying they got to go. And gone they go. Gone they gone, if there's such a phrase. So you have to build one has to.
No, keep going.
One has to build themselves and maintain that repertoire, maintain that resilience, and be the nurse that they ought to be. I think, in my opinion. I don't want to offend anyone, but that's what I think.
Well, I don't mind offending the people that deserve to be offended. But having said that, I want to be polite and kind. Polite and kind. You know, there's an acronym that I learned from Brian Tracy a long time ago. He called it SWAN. You know, people are looking to, they're looking for swans, or they want to work for swans. And a swan, most people can imagine, might be that big white bird. But a swan really stands for smart, work hard, ambitious, and nice. So I think that's the way you should probably live your life, right? Smart, be smart, you know, work hard, ambitious, and nice. And sometimes I have to remind myself that the N doesn't stand for nasty. So there's the N stands for nice. I'm going to get a T-shirt or make a T-shirt one of these days. The N stands for nice. But no one, you know, some people might buy it and understand my swan analogy, so we just have to use this more often. But relative to that, the whole thing about any occupation, I suppose, is there's what your perception of it is and then the reality of what it is. And there's probably, like most people that go into nursing, if they grew up with a nursing family, for instance, like mine is not, but if they grew up in a nursing family, they would probably have a better perception of the stories that nurses tell when they go home and they talk to their family members, or when they go home and they live with their kids, or they go home and they whatever. So those nurses probably have a more real perception and reality connection. But then there's the people that say, well, I think nursing is okay. The hourly wage is good, and I can get a scholarship, or I can go to school, or it takes 2 years, or whatever the thing it might be. And then all of a sudden, they're hit with the reality of what it's like to be a nurse. So,
right.
And that's when, you know, they quit in 2 weeks. Because, like, you mean I have to do this? Or you mean this might happen here? So,
right.
You know, there's a big difference between the perception of being a nurse and the reality of being a nurse. And there's probably some pretty harsh realities of what it's like to be a nurse. You know, you have to, you know, like you would be able to tell me more than I would be able to say, but there's probably some pretty hard realities. And the reason why we're doing this radio show and the reason why you did this book is because those 101 nursing affirmations can help people grounded on why they want to become a better nurse and maybe how they may be able to manage being a nurse. So why don't we do this? We're going to take a little commercial break. I'll let you comment on what I just said other side of the break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Shirley Franks. If you go to shirleyfranks.com, shirleyfranks.com, you'll be able to see the things that Shirley's working on now, in the past, and then eventually, of course, in the future. You'll be able to buy the book on Amazon, or you can get it on your Kindle, or you can actually get the audiobook as well, or maybe both, or maybe several copies, especially now that the holidays are coming up. This might be a great gift for those people that are nurses, or, you know, people that deal with nurses and things like that. So whether you're a nursing instructor, or whether you're a nursing student, or whether you're a nurse yourself right now, you could probably benefit by having those 101 nursing affirmations. And I'll share with you, since I've done affirmations for a pretty big portion of my adult life, actually probably most of my adult life, I've been familiar with affirmations because I started when I was in the 20s, when I started learning them in sales. and sales management, I would say the closer you stick to these 101 nursing affirmations as a nurse, the better you'll be. And if you don't think you need it, listen and read the book. Listen to the book, read the book, and then you come back to me and say, were you really sure when you said you don't think you need it? I think you need it. You'll probably come back and say, man, I really needed that. So having said that, I started a topic. I want you to finish it relative to the perception of being a nurse versus the reality of being a nurse and how your book might help.
Okay. So thank you for saying all that you have said. Peter, the swan analogy, I've never heard of that before. And when you said that, it reminds me of the SWOT analysis in business. However, when I think of a swan, you see this beautiful bird. You know, you can't see its feet because you've seen it on the water, right?
Right.
And so it's swimming, but you're not really seeing it moving its legs. So it's interesting that you made that comparison to nursing, because nurses, we're busy working, and some may or some may not really see the effect of what we have done or we are doing. I like that. It's like a swan. You know, we're moving, and pardon my accent, I say swan, and you may say swan. But it comes down to expertise and excellence, because as you might have heard, nurses wear many hats, and you pondered or you mentioned on some of them, we have to do continuing education every year because we have to maintain that nurse license. We have to be in compliance with whatever the mission of the hospital is, the nursing organization, the NLN, the National League for Nurses, all those groups. We have to take our vaccines, if you may. There are lots of things. We have to maintain CPR, licensures, every year or every 2 years. And in the book, I touch on, I will do my continuing ed. I establish a good work ethic. So all that to me kind of focus or promote the swan analogy that you just talked about.
Excellent.
So I've learned something. I like that, the swan analogy.
Hey. Well, that's a good thing. Hopefully our Building Fortunes radio listening audience is learning, too, from both of us. That's why they tune in. So relative to the book and the acronyms and the idea of a nurse, how would people use this? Like, I'm going to say it like this, and I hope it comes out kindly. A lot of people are surface level thinkers, and surface level thinkers is mean, you know, like, oh, it's a book. You know, you read a book, hello, you know, that kind of a thing. And then I grew up in sales, and many of my mentors, they would use the word promote. So it's kind of like promote the book, you know, understand the book, really understand the value and the use of the book, make it larger than life, because it could be, and make a big difference. So it's not just about reading a book or listening to some quotes, you know, that are helpful, and that would be on the surface level. I'm talking about deeper thinking. So you're buying the book. I remember when I was doing this sort of stuff, I really started to think about, you know, what is the benefit of the book? How can that really help me? How can it guard me against things that might be imperviating my brain if I'm not reading the book? Like, if I'm not reading this book, I might be reading some other book, and which might be hurtful or might be off track or whatever. So I've learned the word promote may not fit here, but it would be kind of like learn how to go beyond the surface of the book and go deeper. What the book really means, how the book could really be used, how it could really benefit, and make it big, make it bodacious, if you will, make it humongous. We use the word humongous on humongous ads, but make it bigger than it is because it is bigger than it is. It's not just a book. It's kind of like the same thing if I turned the word book into whatever religious book somebody might read. If somebody said, oh, that's a Bible, it's a book, most people would say, are you kidding me? It's way bigger than that. Other people might just say, here's this book, that book, oh, there's the Bible, this book, and they kind of trivialize it. And most people would say, oh, my gosh, you can't do that to the Bible. It's so much bigger. Well, I'd look at your book as potentially being big, maybe not as big as the Bible because you don't want to compare it to that, but it's certainly bigger than just a book. So talk to us about how you could use the book to enhance your life.
A book, any book, I shouldn't say any book, but mostly a book generates a certain vibration, the touch, the feel. It's like once in the book, somewhat gets transmitted to the reader. Just by holding the book, you know. I know growing up we used to put a book, I don't know if you've done that, or whatever you study under your pillow for the next morning for the test. Why? I don't know, but that was, in a way, a sort of admission, affirmation that the content was being transmitted to the brain. So affirmations, as we know, they have the power to motivate you or to overcome negative thinking patterns and so that you can replace them with positive ones. And so you mentioned on one of the show earlier, doing this by advertising the book or marketing it, if you will, is like not winking in the dark. Okay? You remember that?
I sure do.
It's a book, so it's like talking about it, helps to motivate the positive content that affirmations can bring to the reader. Things you may already know, but it's the way it's said, the affirmations, the way they are said gets transmitted into positive outcomes or erase negative thoughts.
Excellent.
Get the book or listen to the audio.
So if nursing is your profession, here's some of the things that I've learned. Now, these are the things that I've learned, whether they're hard truths or not. I've always learned I have to reinvest in myself. And when I first had the opportunity, I'll never forget, when I was with Electrolux, the vacuum cleaner company, my manager, Joe, gave me a tape to listen to. And I said, what's this? He says, well, listen to this tape. You know, so we had audio cassettes at the time. He says, you have an audio player in your car? Yes. Tells you how old I am. Most of you probably couldn't play an audio cassette if I gave you one. So that tells you how old. Anyway, he gave me this audio cassette, and I don't remember who it was, but I said, Joe, what is this? And you listen to it, it's going to help you become better. I said, oh, that makes sense. And it wasn't for me. And then he gave me another one. And I grew up in New York, so I was on Long Island. And, I was young and I was a guy, so I had a little bit of an ego or a lot of an ego to me. Because you have to if you're a young guy in New York. And, whatever. Sports-minded as well, you know. So he gives me one with Zig Ziglar. And for those people that are familiar with Zig Ziglar, Zig Ziglar's got a southern accent, and he gave me the one with Kicking Cats. I don't know if anybody remembers the tape, but they remember the story about the guy who kicked the cat. And I'm like, Joe, this is getting worse. I mean, give me somebody I don't like. Can't listen to him. You give me this southern guy who's talking about kicking freaking cats. I think I used the wrong word. I said, and he said, well, here. So he threw me a magazine. He threw me a brochure, like it was a magazine brochure from Earl Nightingale. I'm sorry, Nightingale Conan. And he says, well, then buy your own. So he gave me the things. I said, buy my own? I'm like, now I was a college graduate, which means I had no money. I didn't have a job. He was my first job. And he says, go buy your own. So I'm listening to these. I'm looking through this thing. I'm like, buy my own. These things are expensive. They were $60 for a six cassette series. And there was a lot of them, so I had to pick. I was like, I could buy all of them. So when I was going through it, I saw one from Brian Tracy. It was Brian Tracy, The Psychology of Selling, The Art of Closing Sales. And I really needed that, so I bought my own. But I learned that, number one, if it's free, I might not appreciate it. Number two, if I buy it, I'll probably listen to it, and I listen to it a lot, and then I'll actually apply the lessons. But there was a little formula that we were told. You have to spend 3% of your income back into yourself every year. So if you were thinking about making $100,000 a year, to spend $3,000 on your own self-development, which is a cliche term that is often misused, especially in the MLM world. But if you spend 3% on your own self-development, that, you know, that would be appropriate if you're looking to make $100,000 a year. So I said, you know, there's many years that I spent way more than that on books and tapes and stuff like that for my own self-development. So your book is a fraction of 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 your total income if you only buy one. So if I were somebody listening in, I would buy many copies. So at least, like, I'm just giving you a guesstimate, at least 3 to 5 copies of the hardcover book, because I want it where I want it when I need it. So I'll explain. I'd want it in my car, so a copy in my car. I'd want a copy inside the house, wherever the copy might be. I'd certainly want a copy in the restroom because, you know, sometimes you have some extra time. And on the audiobook, I would want that available so I could listen to it wherever the internet was as well, or wherever I had access to the internet. So I'd put it, maybe download it on my phone or however you might be able to listen to the audiobook. But the reality is I'd want many copies. So some people might say, well, you know, do you just need one? I said, well, you could probably get away with one. Like, if one was your only option, like, if one was the only option you had, that'd be okay. But multiples of one in the right place when you need it would probably help you accelerate your career. So if it's a, if you're a career as a nurse, reinvest in yourself. And, you know, this could be one of those tools in your environment. Not the only one, of course, but one of them. And I'll let you comment on that. We have about a minute before we wrap this up.
Yeah, I agree. And I've done the same thing, not just with my book. Certain motivational books, I'll have at least two. I'll have at least two.
Right.
So I place one on the dining table and one in a certain, you know, I believe in locations. You know, east, west, south, or south was my best location. I put one in my best location of the house. So some people hearing that, they might know what I'm talking about or can relate in some fashion. And it's good to do. It's a good thing to do. And then I also do believe in audio. So my car, you've heard some people say their car is a driving university. I have audios in my car. So you got to listen, you know, to get the material instilled in you. And so I support what you've just said, Peter. And the book is just, it's simple read, it's a simple read, and it's direct. It's not heavy material like nursing material that we're used to, but we should support ourselves as nurses. And Peter just said, invest in yourself. We have to invest in ourselves. Because if we don't, as we know as nurses, no one else is going to do it. No one else does it. And that goes for anybody.
Yep, so true. Well, we're done. So ShirleyFranks.com, ShirleyFranks.com is the website you go to. Shirley, thanks for being here. And we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.